Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Joining us on the TroCare College Live Line, live in studio, Ben Marchioni, Regional Director of Make-A-Wish. It is Make-A-Wish Day. And Ben, I mean, I guess for you every day is Make-A-Wish Day, but why today? Why is today Make-A-Wish Day?
Sure. Thanks for having me, first of all. And World Wish Day is today. It is the anniversary of the first wish that inspired it all. It was a young man, Chris. He was 7 years old in the Phoenix area. He was fighting leukemia, and he wanted to be a police officer. And the entire community rallied around him to make that wish come true. And that really inspired this movement that has become 565,000 wishes have been granted around the world since then.
That's amazing.
As part of Make-A-Wish.
How many years are we talking about for Make-A-Wish and even Make-A-Wish here?
Yeah, 1980 is when we were founded nationally. And we've been granting wishes right here in the Western New York community since 1992. So we've granted in the neighborhood of 3,600 wishes plus right here in the greater Western New York community.
Wow. I mean, that's so many people, so many different lives touched. Can you kind of give us an idea, Make-A-Wish? You know, maybe some people have an idea in their head, but you mentioned, you know, somebody wanted to be a police officer. Like, what are the gamut of wishes? Is it, you know, everything from just talking to somebody to maybe like a trip somewhere? What happens?
All of it. Yeah, absolutely. As you can imagine, we have the opportunity to meet with these children, our volunteers do, and to dream with them. What is important to them? These kids, oftentimes, they don't have a lot of control in their lives. We go to them and give them that opportunity. So it runs the gamut, for sure. It's everything from things that can help them with their own treatments to traveling. Certainly, we live in Western New York, right? So a lot of people, their vision is to go some extraordinary place. Pools, room makeovers, meeting celebrities, all of that certainly happens. Special experiences. So it's really amazing, the variety.
I'm thinking this has to be a very emotional job, right? You're trying to make wishes for kids that are facing some really big challenges in their life. What is your connection with Make-A-Wish? How did you get to this point?
I became involved. I've been with the organization now for coming on 7 years, but about 9 years ago, my nephew had a wish granted, and I saw firsthand what this incredible mission meant to his journey. He had a tumor on his spine and ultimately was referred to Make-A-Wish through one of our wonderful medical partners. And the power that brought to our family to see where he could go. Ultimately, in his case, his older sister had taken good care of him for some time. And she loved Disney. So he wanted to go to Disney in part for her benefit. So at the end of a year and a half of treatment, that was what his wish was.
Wow. And how is he doing now?
Today he's doing very well. Thank you for asking.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and I think that's a misperception about Make-A-Wish. We certainly support children and families fighting critical illnesses that are potentially life-threatening. But the reality is thanks to medical advancements, our wonderful medical partners, many of our children do live to as much, many as 80% or more live to adulthood. They may have some challenges, and they certainly have extraordinary circumstances, and the wish, we believe, is certainly a part of their healing. But yeah, so we're very fortunate. So it's emotional, yes, but it's so powerful. We bring hope to these children and families who need it.
It has to take a special sort of person to be involved with Make-A-Wish, because as you said, like the emotional gamut that you run, I mean, from the heartbreaking stories that you hear, the joy that you bring, and just kind of all of it, to be able to take all of that in, I mean, it has to be a special sort of person to be involved in Make-A-Wish and to be able to do that day in and day out.
Absolutely. And we're very fortunate. So part of World Wish Day and this month really is we're recruiting. We need wonderful volunteers and vendors and businesses that can help us make this happen. You know, Buffalo, we know it as the city of good neighbors. That is what it is. It takes a village to make these things happen. It truly does. And so we're just fortunate that we live in such an amazing place. This mission moves people and they step up for these families that need it. And yeah, I would agree. Our volunteers, we have 250 volunteers throughout the greater Western New York region that we rely on. And again, recruiting and so many donors and businesses too that make it possible. They give of their time and their talent and their treasure for these children that need it, our friends and our neighbors. And so it's really incredibly powerful.
Yeah, it's so moving. So do you have it must rely on an awful lot of donations, I'm thinking, to be able to grant these wishes. How does that work? I mean, do you have a major fundraiser each year? How did the donations come in?
Sure. We raise money through a lot of different means. So we just had a very large gala here in Buffalo specifically. We have, during this month for World Wish Month, we have different businesses doing things on our behalf. In fact, Applebee's is running a promotion until May 5th on our behalf. And today, because it's World Wish Day, they're going to be matching donations as part of, you can get a voucher for one of their most popular desserts with a donation to Make-A-Wish. It takes a lot. It really does. And it's throughout the year, too. It's not just today. It's not just this month. So large events, small events, we have businesses in the community that do things on our behalf. We have individuals that just want to make a difference in a kid's life. All of it, any dollar amount. The nice thing as well is that money, we're a part of Make-A-Wish America, but we operate regionally. So the money that comes in here is to support kids in our community.
Volunteers, you said you're always in need of help. What does volunteering for Make-A-Wish look like?
It can look like a lot of different things. One of the best titles on earth, I think, is a wish-granting volunteer. That's an incredibly powerful opportunity where they are our front line. So they're trained and work in pairs to meet with families, to meet with children, to dream with them, to go through the process and support them on their wish journey. Because it's more than moment in time. I think that's something. This isn't simple. It's long-standing relationships that we develop, and it takes time to craft a child's wish. And so those are amazing roles. But we also have special event volunteers. We have volunteer board members, committee members. So there are a lot of different volunteer opportunities for folks.
Ben, if you moved somebody this morning, just in the last few minutes, and they want to either volunteer or make a donation, how do they do that?
Sure. Well, they can call our office at 716-810-9474. They can go on our website as the Metro and Western New York chapter. I oversee the Western New York region specifically. So wny.wish.org is our website. That's wny.wish.org. Those are the two easiest ways. Also, if you want to see on a national scale what we're all about as part of this campaign, you could go to wishmakers.org, and that's, again, what we're in the recruitment period right now, trying to get more people involved.
Hey, well, today's a great day to get involved in some way, shape, or form. Ben, thanks so much for stopping in.
Thank you for having us.
Ben Marchione, Regional Director, Make-A-Wish. It's an incredible time to get involved with such a great organization that does work for kids all across the country, including right here in Western New York.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact. So jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.